In this video, we'll be looking at Jeremiah chapter 28. So turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 28. In this chapter, we see a story unfold where we have two prophets. One, the true prophet of the Lord, Jeremiah, and another, a false prophet by the name of Hananiah. And there's some type of confrontation between the two. Basically pretty easy to understand what's going on here. Jeremiah, you know, has been running into these false prophets all through the book of Jeremiah, and the Lord has been condemning these prophets for their teaching, you know, peace, peace, when there is no peace, saying that the Babylonians were not going to attack the city. And then after the first attack and the second attack, then they changed their tune and taught that, the captivity will not be that much longer. And we saw this in chapter 27, these false prophets. We saw in verse 16 of chapter 27, "Thus says the Lord, do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought back from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. Do not listen to them, but rather serve the king of Babylon and live." So the message there, we saw in the last video, the previous video, that these false prophets were telling them, no, you know, they're going to come back very shortly, and the vessels of the Lord would be returned, and the kingdom would be restored to Judah. The king would sit upon the throne. But what we have here in chapter 28 is a confirmation, a real-time situation where we actually see one of these prophets by name, one of these false prophets, and his confrontation with the prophet Jeremiah, and he's preaching the same thing. We'll see. Let's just jump into it and read it. That'll be probably better because it's pretty easy to understand. Okay, so chapter 28, verse 1. "And it happened in the same year, at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and the fifth month." So it's at the beginning, relatively speaking, of Zedekiah's reign. It says here, in the fourth year, he reigned for 11 years in Judah. He was a vassal king placed there, but he was rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar, and he was listening to the false prophets and so on. But of course, you know, it turns out that Zedekiah would be the last king of Judah. And if you want to read more about him, you can read about him in the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 21, verse 25 to 27, there he's called the wicked prince. So Zedekiah would be the last king to sit on the throne of David. Since him, none has sat on that throne. And even when they came back from the captivity of Babylon, they had governors and rulers. You know, you had Zerubbabel and Nehemiah and others, and high priests and so on. The Sanhedrin, all these various iterations of government and rule in the nation of Judah, but no kingdom. They were under the dominion of Gentile nations, you know, successively, you know, Babylon and Persia, Greece, and Rome. And they would put their puppets in over the Jews. When we open the New Testament, we see Herod, who was actually not even Jewish, although he was circumcised and married a Jewish lady. He was actually an Edomite sitting on the throne, but it was not really the throne of David. He was there, placed there in rule and government by the Romans. And so he worked for the Romans. He was a puppet of Rome. And the throne of David would never be the puppet of one of the nations. The kingdom had been removed from Israel. And Zedekiah was the last one. Now, the Lord Jesus, who was the true son of David, it was his by right. He came. He had the right to sit on the throne of David, for sure. but he was, of course, crucified, and now he's at the right hand of the throne of God. The throne of David will be established over the world in the millennial kingdom of Christ after the Lord's return. So let's go back to verse 1. And it happened in the same year at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, who was from Gibeon. Now, Gibeon is just a few miles northwest of Jerusalem. He spoke to me in the house of the Lord in the presence of the priests of all the people, saying, now this is Hananiah's prophecy, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years, I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Now, as we go through this chapter, we'll discover that Hananiah was a false prophet. You know, it's sad because it says here, Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet. I'm not sure if the reference here of prophet is to Azur or Hananiah himself. I think probably to Hananiah specifically, and not that his father was also a prophet. But that would have been sad, of course, if Azur, Hananiah's father, had been a prophet, and his son turned out to be a false prophet. But at any rate, I believe it's Hannah, and we're just informed that he's the son of Azur, the prophet. Sad that there were those amongst the professed people of God who were false prophets. You know, Peter says this in his second epistle. The second epistle of Peter, chapter 2, Peter says, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. What Peter is referring to here, he says, when he says there were also false prophets among the people he's referring to there are the Old Testament people, the people of the covenant, the Old Covenant, in what we call the Old Testament times, and that false prophets circulated amongst the professing people of God. And Peter says that even as they circulated amongst the people, so will they circulate amongst you. They will be among you. That is, there will be false teachers, false prophets amongst the Christians. And this continues, of course, to this day. It's a sad fact that in the professing church, in Christendom as a whole, there are many false teachers, false prophets, and so on. And so we have to be discerning. We have to discern the prophets, just test everything by the word of God. And so we just go back to Jeremiah. So Hananiah makes his prophecy, and he says he's going to bring Jeconiah back, who was the king before Zedekiah, I think the second captivity, when Daniel was taken captive. I think he was taken captive under that king. But anyway, this is a false prophecy, because if you read Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 31 to 34, you see that actually Jeconiah lived his entire life, you know, in Babylon and died there. He never returned. And so that is clear. So this is a false prophecy. Then we get verse 5. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of all the priests and all the presence of all the people who stood in the house of the Lord. And I love this. And Jeremiah said, amen. Okay, great. Good news, Hananiah. Good news. In 2 years, the people will return from Babylon, and Jeconiah will be restored to his place. and so on and so on. The people liked Jeconiah, but they didn't like Zedekiah. So this is some of the background on this. So Jeremiah says, amen, right? The Lord do so. The Lord perform your words, which you have prophesied, to bring back the vessels of the Lord's house and all who were carried away captive from Babylon to this place, like Daniel and his friends and the whole group will all come back. Now look at verse 7. Nevertheless, hear now this word that I speak in your hearing. This is Jeremiah. And in the hearing of all the people, the prophets who have been before me and before you of old prophesied against many countries and great kingdoms of war and disaster and pestilence. We saw that actually in the previous chapter. As for the prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet comes to pass, the prophet will be known as one to whom the Lord has truly sent. So the Lord is saying, or rather the prophet Jeremiah is saying that the Lord has prophesied through his prophets for years and years and years that there would be wars, that there would be pestilences continuously. It would be sort of nonstop. But if a prophet came and prophesied peace and there was peace, then truly that prophet would be of the Lord, but because it has come to pass. a little bit of irony here or sarcasm, I think, on the part of Jeremiah to Hananiah. And so verse 10, then Hananiah, and this enraged Hananiah. We see in verse 10, then Hananiah took the yoke off of the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. So Jeremiah had been walking around with a yoke on his neck. And we read that in chapter 27, verse 2. It says, thus says the Lord to me, that is to Jeremiah, make for yourselves bonds and yokes and put them on your neck and send them to the king of Edom. So Jeremiah was to make these yokes and send them through the messengers. We saw this in the last message, in the last video, to the various countries round about Judah, telling them that Nebuchadnezzar would bring all these countries into captivity as well, and that they should submit to him if they want peace and not to be destroyed, to submit to Nebuchadnezzar. But Jeremiah himself put on one of these wooden yokes around his neck. He was walking around with this yoke as a prophecy, like a visible illustration, an object lesson, you want to put it that way, of the fact that the captivity would continue. You remember from Jeremiah chapter 25 that Jeremiah had predicted the captivity would last 70 years, that the people of the Israel, the Jewish people, the people of Judah would be in captivity for 70 years. And now we're just at the beginning of the captivity, and Hananiah is predicting that in 2 years they'll all come back. Jeconiah will come back, the vessels of the house of the Lord would come back, all the captives would come back, you know, Daniel and all those guys, they would all come back. And so we see here in verse 10, then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke off of the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, even so while I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. You know, all Jeremiah had said originally was, amen, amen, Hananiah. And again, it's not just concerning Judah, but all the nations. We saw that in chapter 27, Edom and Moab and the Ammonites and Tyre and Sidon, and all these countries would come under the dominion of the kingdom of Babylon. So he walks away. Now in verse 12, the word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah again, verse 12. Now the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go tell Hananiah, saying, thus says the Lord, you have broken the yokes of wood, but you have made in their place yokes of iron. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations, which we just mentioned, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. I have given him the beasts of the field also. What the Lord is telling Jeremiah here is that all the world, the known world at that time, the civilized world, and even the lands, the forests, the beasts of the field, everything was given under the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. He was the ruler. God had set up the Gentile king to be the ruler of the world at that time. And then verse 15, then the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah the prophet, now there's a special word to Hananiah. Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, but you make this people to trust a lie. So Jeremiah was saying straight up, or the Lord through him straight up, that Hananiah, you're a false prophet. You're telling the people a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will cast you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. Not to submit to the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar would be to rebel against the Lord, because the Lord had determined that the kingdom would be taken from Judah and given to the Gentiles. We've said this before. It was the beginning of the times of the Gentiles. And that dominion, that the world is under the power of the Gentiles, still continues. Israel doesn't have a throne. They don't have a kingdom. There's no king. There's no rule except within their own country. And the great powers, the great Gentile powers, are the ones who, rule the world and, you know, make the wars and put down other nations and so on. But Jeremiah predicts here that within the year, Hananiah would die. And then we get the fulfillment in verse 17. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. So it's a solemn chapter. And we have to, I guess, draw from this, as I mentioned at the beginning, that just as Peter said, even as there were false prophets among the people of old in the Old Testament times, so today there are false prophets who are teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God, denying what the Word of God has said, what the Word of God has predicted, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. And everything that the Lord has predicted will come to pass. There's much prophecy yet to be fulfilled. We don't believe it was all fulfilled in AD 70, as some teach, but there's much coming. And we need to listen to the Word of God and not to the false teachers. So may the Lord bless you today as you consider the word of the Lord. Amen.